The results of the anti-idling blitz were quite interesting. On Tuesday, students observed a total of 34 vehicles. 27, or 79% of these vehicles, were idling for an average of 9 minutes. Whereas some vehicles idled for as little as 30 seconds, others idled for as long as 20 minutes, which was actually the entire length of our observation period. On Wednesday, students approached a total of 32 vehicles. 25, or 78% of these vehicles, were caught idling. 27, or 87% of motorists, were willing to talk about the anti-idling issues, and 28, or 90% of them, took the information package that was handed out by students. 12, or 41% of motorists, immediately put the Idle Free Zone sticker on their windshield, which demonstrated their strong commitment to reduced idling. On Thursday, students observed a total of 43 vehicles. 32, or 74% of these, were idling for an average of 5 minutes. Whereas some vehicles idled for as little as 1 minute, others idled for as long as 20 minutes, which was, once again, the entire length of our observation period. The anti-idling project seems to have had an impact on motorists' idling behavior. This was demonstrated by comparing the number of idling vehicles and the amount of time vehicles spent idling on both observation days. Specifically, motorists idled for an average of 4 minutes less during follow-up observations. This decrease in idle time happened despite a dip in temperature from one observation day to the next. Also, there were 5% fewer idling vehicles upon follow-up. Approaching vehicles and talking about the anti-idling issues seems to have had a positive impact on the motorists who wait in the Kennedy Collegiate parking lot at the end of the school day. Congratulations to every student and motorist who participated in this anti-idling campaign.